And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
There have been a lot of big changes over the years in how the state of North Carolina delivers public services like education, transportation, and human services, some good, some bad. But if there's a single most underreported and destructive development, it's this, the way overall investments have plummeted. Consider the following. Over the last dozen years, as the population has soared and Republican lawmakers have implemented tax cut after tax cut, state investments in core public services and structures like schools, roads, human services, and public safety and health have declined by as much as a third when calculated as a share of the state's economy. No wonder surveys show that public confidence in institutions like our schools has declined significantly in recent years, particularly in the aftermath of the pandemic. Sadly, people see that they are simply unable to provide the kinds of services that citizens have a right to expect. The bottom line, quality public services aren't free, and the longer state lawmakers neglectfully treat them as if they are, the more irreparable harm on our state they inflict. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.